Hello, Bethany. How are you?
Thank you. How are you guys?
I'm good. So, what have you got for us, Bethany?
So, you know, I've did some thinking over the week, and, you know, it's tax time. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a tricky time of the year for all of us. You know, whether or not you've gotten a good chunk of it back, or you're deflated because you feel like you've been played by the ATO,
yes!
Claiming your taxes, it's a bit of a headache and leaves us all with some financial, you know, anxiety.
Yeah.
So we tend to, you know, pinch the wallet a little bit and sacrifice going out and having a good time because we think it's too X-y.
Yeah.
But just because you've got money on your mind and, you know, mind on your money, doesn't mean you've got to give up having fun. So I've done a bit of research and I've compiled a list of cheap fun things to do around Sydney.
Awesome.
In a segment I'm calling, get ready for this one, Much To Do On Basically Nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, very proud of that. Thought it out on the bus stop.
Yes.
I'm very proud of that. Thank you.
You should be proud of that. You should be.
So for my, first off, we've got one for all my people out there in the burbs of Western Sydney. Starting this weekend and for the next 7 weeks, the brand new Magnify Arts Festival is coming to the Blacktown CBD.
Cool.
So 8 exciting performances and installations are going to be popping up all around Blacktown, from places from like laneways to restaurants to nursing homes to art centres.
Oh, wow.
So like Blacktown is going to be transformed into even more of an electric epicentre of creativity,
awesome.
Culture and good vibes.
Yep.
There's going to be film screenings, live gigs, food and visual artworks.
So it sounds like a really like creative kind of, awesome.
I think it's going to be so good for the Western suburbs. Like I'm from there, so it'll be so great.
Can you imagine being in a nursing home and having like an
some like really, really artsy indie person walk in and be like, this is the society we live in. So the money factor, majority of these installations, they're free, but a couple do charge. But the ones that I've seen only charge from like $10 to $15 a spot. So still bargain city. You know, it's pretty good.
Love it.
Next up, we've got something for something special for all my gluten intolerant friends. And now my best friend, she can't handle gluten.
Oh, really?
And her life's a bit of a misery.
That is devastating because you were very kind and brought me a donut here this morning, this afternoon. Thank you so much
no
for
worries.
That.
Look, I'm all about those carbs. Yes.
Now your friend, she cannot.
Well, oh, wow. I can't imagine a life deprived of a crunchy bread roll or a buttery, like, croissant.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it would be a bit of a gloomy existence. But despair no more, my celiac brothers, sisters, and everybody in between. Because this weekend at Rose Hill Gardens Racecourse, they're holding a gluten-free expo. So get ready to carb load with 40 different food stalls serving GF items like meat pies, pastas, beer, and much more.
Oh,
So tickets are only between $10 to $18.
Cool.
So make sure you get out there and satisfy those cravings.
Yeah.
And finally, if you're suffering from the midweek blues, have no fear, because every Wednesday at the Salisbury Hotel in Stanmore, the iconic Miss Felicity Frocaccino is there to take away some of the pain with drag bingo.
Oh, hello.
She's there every week. She's a household name.
I love it.
Love Miss Felicity. It's free to play and there's a $100 cash prize up for grabs. So give it a go if you're down for a couple drinks, some laughs, and potentially you could go home with even more money in your pocket than you left the house with.
Awesome.
So give it a check out, you guys.
What's her Insta?
Let me get it.
Yeah, tell us her Insta so people can follow it as
well. I follow her. She follows me.
Ooh.
Yep, I'm very proud of that fact. Just give me 1 second. And I think it's Felicity Frock.
Felicity Frock.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love her.
Felicity,
F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y, Frock.
Frock. Yep. Perfect.
It's great.
Drag queen bingo.
Yes.
Legs 11. Two fat ladies.
Yeah.
Awesome. Bethany, thank you so much for that. Guys, you have no excuse now for quiet weekends. Bethany has done you a favor. And look, Sydney can be an expensive place, right?
For sure.
But there are options.
Yes. You just got to go out there and find them.
You just got to look for them. And the gluten-free, I think there would be a lot of very excited people.
Yes, 100%. Like, I even want to go and I can eat gluten.
Yeah.
So I'm really down for that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Hey, guys, you're listening to 2SER Radio. My name is Willie Russo. That was just Bethany with some fabulous free or close to free tips for what you can do this weekend and over the coming months for something to do outside, out and about.